Ukraine's contradictory war, peace overtures, and maximum pressure. President Volodymyr Zelensky has declared that ending the war is possible and called on Russia to negotiate, his biggest stated diplomatic push since the early months of the conflict. The timing is jarring. Ukraine simultaneously launched drone barrages striking targets across a dozen Russian regions, while Russia fired and reported 1,400 drones at Ukraine in a single week. This is maximum pressure diplomacy, with both sides attempting to negotiate from demonstrated military capability rather than mutual exhaustion. Zelensky has cited intelligence indicating that Russian administrators in occupied Crimea are privately acknowledging they cannot cope with Ukraine's strikes, specifically describing a deepening fuel and logistics crisis on the peninsula. If accurate, Ukraine's long-range strike campaign may be achieving a goal it has pursued for 2 years, making the occupation of Crimea operationally costly enough that it becomes a liability for Moscow rather than an asset. Against that backdrop, the Pentagon allowed $910 million in previously authorized Ukraine military aid to expire without disbursement. Military aid packages carry legal expiration mechanisms, and choosing not to disburse before a deadline is a choice, not a clerical error. The timing, while Zelensky is making diplomatic overtures, sends a mixed signal from Washington. If the White House is simultaneously trying to pressure Russia through Ukraine's military capability and applying pressure on Zelensky to negotiate, allowing aid to expire is one lever available to it. A separate but telling data point emerged from Russian domestic social media. A soldier's viral mutiny threat rose to the level of a formal Kremlin response, suggesting the clip circulated widely enough that ignoring it was not viable. Russian authorities are clearly monitoring for signs of dissent within the military, and when something penetrates broadly enough to require official comment, it suggests the underlying sentiment has traction, a dynamic that carries particular weight in light of the Prigozhin precedent. Russian hackers have also been linked to a $2.5 billion cyber attack on Jaguar Land Rover. For context, JLR's total annual revenue typically runs around 22 to 23 billion pounds, making a $2.5 billion impact a substantial single-year exposure. Such attacks serve multiple purposes, generating economic disruption in Western economies, extracting intellectual property around EV and autonomous vehicle technology, and providing diplomatic leverage. The attribution to Russian actors, if confirmed, represents another data point in a pattern of hybrid warfare running in parallel with the conventional conflict.